WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here in between games, part of our doubleheader of Jackson College women's and men's basketball tonight. The women victorious in game one of our doubleheader, game two. And we got the players out on the floor warming up. The Jackson players wearing some Kobe Bryant Mamba t-shirts in respect of Kobe Bryant, who passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, we're seeing that all over America right now. NBA, college, high school. A lot of people playing tribute.
And Jackson College men, we mentioned a little bit there during our last game. They're 5-13 on the year so far. 3-8 here at the Vic Hewis Fieldhouse. 2-5 in the conference. Led by Marcellus Freeman in scoring. He averages 13 a game. Tossed in there also four rebounds. The big rebound guy for him, though, Jeremy Leonard, averages 10.1 points and 10.5 boards per game. And we mentioned Ray Johnson here, a Jackson native, Michigan Center graduate, right now averaging 9.8 points and 8.4 rebounds overall. But in the conference play, he pushed his scoring average up to 13.3 and averaging over 10 rebounds per contest. And he's working for those. I had a little conversation with some of the staff here who watched the games, and they said Ray Johnson is a fun player to watch because he works hard.
He is a very hard worker. We mentioned earlier, very slippery. He'll slide through space, get to the basket. So it'll be fun to watch Ray again, as I got to coach him in high school.
Some pretty good size out there at times on the floor for Jackson. With Jeremy Leonard, again, we mentioned him as a sophomore, their big rebounder, going 6'9", 190 pounds here out of Houston, Texas, Victory Prep High School. And I think you'll notice with the boys team, or the men's team here, is that you get a lot more variety of states and schools that they're coming from. If you look at Isaiah Collins from Kalamazoo Central, and then you get Thomas Teklagirgis from Chicago. As far away as I mentioned, Houston, Texas, Hardy, Florida showing up on the list. And Indianapolis, Indiana. So a little more well-traveled for the recruiting here on the men's team for Jackson. A little more Michigan-centric for Lake Michigan. The Redhawks are coming in here and struggling. 1-18 on the season so far, 0-8 here in the league. But I'll tell you what, you don't expect them to come out and not challenge Jackson here. Jackson, again, if you're a struggling team, then you're looking at your schedule, you go, we're 0-8, we're in the conference, but we got Jackson coming up, and they're struggling a little bit too at 2-5. You mark this one on your schedule and say this is one that where we might be able to find another win.
Yeah, I always do expect that when you have two teams struggling. You always expect to really get the best efforts because you think, hey, this is an area where we can come out of here with a dub. So should be a contested game.
Jackson is coming in here on a win right now, on the back of a win in their last game. And Lake Michigan lost in their last tilt against Lansing Community College, 81-74. So again, a game where they were there, they were close, and they kept it interesting, no doubt. And we'll have some interesting action here tonight at Jackson College, Victor Hewis Fieldhouse. Game two of our doubleheader. We're about 7 minutes away from tip-off. Hey, make sure you stay tuned following this broadcast for a rebroadcast of the State of the State address from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Also, tune in here to WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com on Friday. High school basketball rivalry game. The Western Panthers have to go into the unfriendly confines of that Northwest High School gymnasium. Two teams that have a great rivalry in the Interstate 8. You throw the records out the window, and you just expect some good basketball. That's Friday night. We're looking to tip that one up at 7:30. And it'll be myself and Paul Varner on the call on that one. Brian, you opted out of that one. So we'll go with the A team for Friday night, as Coach Varner would say.
Varner says a lot, though, that you can't always believe. But, hey, we appreciate Paul.
Yeah, great programming here. And We're ready for a second game. Just a few minutes away from tip-off. We'll take another 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get everything ready for the tip-off. Jackson College men and Lake Michigan College Redhawks here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Jackson College on campus. Game two of our doubleheader tonight, the Jackson College Jets men's team and the Lake Michigan College Redhawks men's team about to match up. And Brian, why don't you give us the starting lineups tonight?
Well, let's start with our visitors, the Lake Michigan Redhawks.
Deal.
We have Jordan Marble, Andrew McGirt, Isaiah Brooks, Devin Nichols, who's averaging about 20 a game, and Jamon Walker.
Marble, a 6'2 guard coming out of St. Joseph, Michigan. Andrew McGirt, 5'10 guard, Buchanan, Michigan. Isaiah Brooks, a 6-foot guard out of Dayton, Ohio. Devin Nichols, you mentioned 6'3, Benton Harbor, went to Benton Harbor High School, and Jamon Walker, also on the floor tonight out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, and that's, of course, where Lake Michigan College is located. Meanwhile, for Jackson, who do we got?
For Jackson in the starting lineup today, we have Marcellus Freeman, Ray Johnson, John Ute. Don't know if I'm getting that one right. We better check on that. Jalen Martin and Jeremy Leonard.
Yeah, good size for Jackson on the floor. You mentioned Freeman, a guard forward at 6'5 out of Houston, Texas. Ray Johnson at 6'2, another guard forward out of right here in Jackson, Michigan. Ute is a 6'1 guard out of Hardy, Florida. And then you go 6'4 with Jalen Martin out of Chicago. And I mentioned Jeremy Leonard, 6'9, freshman out of Houston, Texas, Victory Prep High School. We're just a little ways away from tip-off here. We'll say hello to Josh Kaczynski, head coach Josh Kaczynski's mom, listening to us on the live stream.
All right.
First-year coach, we'll see what he can draw up here against the Lake Michigan College Redhawks tonight on WKHM. As I mentioned, the Jackson team wearing the Kobe Bryant Mamba t-shirts. They'll go and shed those and get ready to start things up here. Let's take a two-minute break to wrap up our pregame coverage, and when we come back, we'll tip it up here.
Do I have time for a quick also shout-out to my daughter, who's 18 today? Tegan Haynes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Tegan Haynes, 18, probably going out to buy some lottery tickets, and maybe next time you go, she can head out to the casino with you.
Little Soaring Eagle action for Tegan coming up.
We'll be back in 2 minutes for the tip-off on WKHM and WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, again, the starting lineups introduced on the floor. Of course, in the girls' game, we played 4 10-minute quarters. In the boys' game, 2 20-minute halves.
A little change of pace for us.
Men's games. Yeah. These are men here at Jackson College.
Yeah, looking at the size of a couple, we'll call them men.
Yeah. Yeah, 6'9", 190 is going to be nice to see running the floor.
A 6'2 sophomore.
Kind of those, Jackson, we were just seeing that game with Lincoln and Imani Bates at 6'9", right around 190. He's probably a couple pounds lighter than that.
You think Imani Bates could step onto the floor tonight and do okay?
I think he'd hold his own. I think he'd hold his own.
Head forward, a 6'4 sophomore from Chicago, Illinois. Number 5, Jalen Martin.
And we get Jalen Martin announced. Gene Ute. We were a little over-enunciating Gene Ute's name.
Gene Ute will be easier.
And it's about ready to get things started. The officials removing their jackets. The players taking the floor. And it looks like we'll have Lake Michigan send into the middle to jump this one up. I'm seeing number 10, Jonathan Bowman. So it's a little change up for us from the starting lineup that we were expecting. We get Bowman, Marble, Jamon Walker.
I think we announced Andrew McGirt, so I think there's a little change. I think it was Bowman in for McGirt.
There you go. Take the floor, and Jackson will send Jeremy Leonard into the circle to jump this one up.
At 6'9", Lake Michigan playing a defensive jump. Players are back. Kind of expecting Jackson to win this tip.
Again, a little wardrobe attention for Leonard, getting his shorts tied up and ready to go. Jets in the white jerseys with the maroon and gold trim. Black and red jerseys for the Red Hawks out of Lake Michigan. Tap is up. Leonard grabs it, and it's reeled in by Johnson. We're underway. Jackson sets up with Gene Ute at the top right side for Marcellus Freeman. Back to Ute. Swing it back around for Martin. Looking down low, and the shot goes up. Missed. Rebound. Put back good. Marcellus Freeman got past two on the cut. Missed the shot initially, but gets the rebound and puts it back. Ray Johnson setting up against Devin Nichols as he dribbles into the elbow. He's the 20-point scorer here for the Red Hawks. There's a drive from the wing. Deep into the paint. Missed shot. Rebound tapped out. Johnson will reel it in. That was a shot attempt by Bowman. Missed. Coming up the floor for Jackson now. Martin. There's left side for Ute. Back to the top for Martin. Ute left wing. Down to Johnson on the baseline. Leonard will fire from the elbow. Leaves it short and rebounded by Nichols. He put it on the deck and turned up the floor. Going up the right sideline over the midcourt, slows it down a little bit, surveying the floor. Now he'll drive against Johnson. Baseline passes out. We had an open look. But on his drive, he stepped on the end line.
It's funny having going back-to-back with the women, you real early get a sense of how different the speed the game is.
Very quick on the drive there for Nichols. High post for Leonard. He'll come outside, and there's a three-point shot for Jackson, and nothing but the bottom of the net on the shot from Marcellus Freeman from that left side. As the Lake Michigan coach, Jeremy Schaefer, correcting some defensive spacing and then calling out the offensive play. 5-0 early here for Jackson. Nichols goes to the left side from Marble. Marble dribbles, passes to the top for Walker. Right wing now coming around a screen is McGirt. McGirt fires up a three from the corner, fading away. Long rebound, and Leonard chases it down, runs the break up the middle of the floor, sidesteps the defender, finger roll, too soft, gets his own rebound and puts it back. Make it 7-0 Jackson. Nobody really stepped up to stop the ball on that fast break, and he didn't seem to have a real great handle on the basketball there, Brian.
Yeah, Leonard at 6'9", kind of taking it up. You kind of get the feeling like maybe a Jackson coach would say, hey, get it to a guard. But no one from the Red Hawks really wanted to get in his way either, so take it to the hole.
And at 6'9", he's got a size advantage on the floor. Biggest player who can match up against him on Lake Michigan is 6'6", freshman from Kalamazoo Lloyd Norrix, DeAndre Worthy, but he's not on the floor. The tallest guy on the floor at about 6'5", is Jonathan Bowman, but Leonard's got a little bit of strength and maybe another 4 inches on him still. He's a big kid.
Yeah, and where we're sitting right next to the Red Hawk bench, I can hear Coach Schaefer really letting his players have it with a timeout coming a minute 49 into the game, down 7-0.
18-11 left here in the first half, 7-0 Jackson. Just like the girls, the boys jump out to the men, jump out to a lead here at Jackson College. Out of the timeout. So we set the lineup here for the Red Hawks. Jordan Marble, Devin Nichols. That is Jamon Walker. We've got Bowman. And did I mention McGirt? There's a drive. There's McGirt for three. Driving a dish out. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Jackson. And coming up the floor quickly, Jackson. No numbers, so they'll pull it out, set up an offensive play here. Gene Ute handling the ball. Left side. Skip pass over. Open look for a three for Jackson. And a missed shot is Martin. Rebounded by Leonard. And he'll get it knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds.
kind of interesting, too, watching the women and the men back-to-back. I see a couple similarities. Men Red Hawks looking like they're also playing some 2-3 zone. On offense, I saw them run a little 4-high horn set.
Inbound goes into the corner for a three-point shot for Jackson. Off the backboard, missed, but the rebound out, and a second attempt goes through. That is Marcellus Freeman for Jackson. And it's 10-0 Jets.
Saw Marcellus letting his defender know it, too.
Bowman with it outside the arc for the Red Hawks. McGirt coming around the screen. Now Nichols. Step back three. No, he'll drive baseline looking to pull up. Johnson, nice defense. A near steal for Jackson. They do come up with a turnover. We'll get a whistle. And that's going to go against Johnson. He doesn't like the call, but it'll stay here on the end for Lake Michigan. 17:01 to go first half. 10-0 lead for Jackson. McGirt will come out of the game, and that'll get Brooks off the bench.
Guess when it's 10-0, less than three minutes in, you're ready to make a change, see if somebody can provide a spark.
And Freeman will come off the bench and inbound. Looking to the corner, stolen. Excuse me, that was... And out of the runout. Johnson loses the handle and it's stolen, but he knocks it away from behind. And now stolen back. Carrying basketball here ends up in the hands of an open three-point shooter, Jordan Marble, and he misses the shot. And here comes Ute up the floor for Jackson. Now a little slower pace for a moment. Working around the perimeter. High post for Leonard. Swings it around, and there's a drive from the three-point line into the paint off the glass. A little strong at first, but it eventually falls home. And Jalen Martin in the scorebook now. 12-0 Jackson.
12-0. I kind of look for them to get the ball to your 20-point scorer, Nichols, see if he can make something happen.
Looking to run a backup play. Good defense by Jackson. Stolen now by Freeman on the runout. Marcellus Freeman gets to the bucket off the glass. Rebound, tip-a-tap, missed. Jackson will keep it. And there's an open three-point look off the heel. Long rebound. Leonard grabs it. Gets it to Ute in the paint. He'll float one. No. Rebounded by Bowman. So a few chances here for Jackson. And get a foul called Bowman after getting the rebound.
Like looking at Freeman's face right now, he's kind of laughing after that steal. He kind of tried to throw one off the backboard to see if Leonard could come up and flush it down, but Leonard just couldn't quite get it in. But fun to watch nonetheless.
He gave it a shot. 12-0 game with 15:52 to go first half. Let's take a quick 30-second break, and we'll come back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, timeout here. 15:52 to go in our first half. 12-0. Jackson jumped out to a lead. We got a... out-of-town score update. Hanover Horton up 39-21 at the half over Napoleon. That game's for first place in the Cascades Conference.
We thought that might be a dandy, Napoleon, with a great record, but hadn't played the upper echelon teams yet.
Bowman has it in the high post, now stepping back. Good defense by Leonard. Knockaway. Near steal there. Gets to the sideline, and he'll go down to the floor. And it'll stay Lake Michigan basketball.
Leonard getting a little assist from somebody sitting in the first row of the bleachers, kind of helping him up.
Students. Student body here at Jackson College really supporting their basketball team. Physically supporting them. 12-0 Jackson leads. There's a drive from Lake Michigan. Get down low. And just when you thought they were going to get on the board, it's a Jackson player steps up and takes the charge. Jalen Martin stepping up and taking the charge on the driving Jamon Walker. Jackson will keep the basketball. Still sticking with the starting lineup for the Jets so far. And I guess why not? You're up to a 12-0 lead. I think what's surprising is that we got a 20-point score for the Redhawks. I don't feel like he's even looked at taking a shot yet.
Yeah, we'll see if that's the defense of Ray Johnson or if it's just him having a little off night right now.
Freeman pulls up a triple. Short off front rim. Brooks gets it and runs it up the floor. Excuse me, that's Jamon Walker for the Redhawks. He'll go left for. There's a drive from Nichols. Gets deep. Passes it off, and there they're on the board. Nice assist for Nichols to Walker, and it's 12-2. McNeil left wing, finding Rayfield Johnson cutting under the basket. And the pass a little errant. Johnson can't quite pull it in, and that goes out of bounds.
We have Isaiah Collins coming in and giving you a little break.
Nichols will bring it up here. Stopping at the top. Now left side for Brooks into the corner for the new player on the floor. Pass out there. Three-point attempt. Miss. Leonard rebounds. And onto the floor for Jackson. Isaiah Collins bringing it up. Right side for Martin. Collins. Now Freeman. High post for Leonard. Back out to Freeman for a three-point shot. Long. Johnson down there on the offensive glass. Couldn't quite pull it in. It's taken out by the Redhawks. Coming up the floor is Brooks. Driving into the lane. Gets bumped. Thought he had a whistle. No call. Rebounded by Jackson. Collins runs the break. Freeman ahead of everyone off the glass. Great pass to catch him streaking. And right in rhythm, Freeman puts it up, and it's 14-2 Jackson with 13:59 to go.
Yeah, Collins showing some great floor vision and really threading the needle, leading to that easy bucket.
Left side for Brooks. Outside the three-point stripe, picked up by Collins. Hands it off to Nichols. He'll pull up a triple from the wing. That one's long. Rebounded by Martin. And here comes Collins running the break for Jackson. Behind the back dribble, setting up at the top left side for Freeman. Finding a cutting Ray Johnson underneath. He gets up in the air, partially blocked by Nichols. And the Redhawks will reel that one in. Nichols setting up, getting a screen. Johnson will reach. Right in front of the official, and a blatant reach foul. That one's going to, even though there was not much contact, they're going to call that.
You know, it's funny, Jackson here, their zone offense, kind of playing a high-low, setting somebody down on the block and flashing someone the free throw line, and the guy on the block is Ray Johnson, who I don't know what they have him listed at, but they say 6'2". I don't know if Ray's much more than 6 foot, but you don't see a lot of low-post 6 foot players in college game.
That's true. Nichols out on the floor right now. Gets a moving screen that they're going to call against McGirt.
Yeah, I hear the coach saying, hey, that's on the ball handler there. He took off and tried to use the screen before it got there and got set. So if you're a ball handler, you got to let that screen get there, get set, and then
set it
use
up
it.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
13-12 in the first half, 14-2 the score. Jackson in front. Another new player into the game for the Jets is Thomas Tecklinger, I guess. And we're going to traveling violation against Jackson. Freeman took off a little too fast. 13:02 left here in the half. Redhawks have still only managed 2 points. Tough to come by here against this Jackson defense. Isaiah Brooks dribbles against Freeman, gets deep into the air. Missed the shot. He kind of exploded off of his feet, got up there. I think it was easier than he thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and he had to use that left, and you never know what people's left hands are.
There's a pass across the lane to Collins, who will move back up behind the arc and shoot the three. Rattles down. 17-2 with 12.5 to go. Jackson continues to roll, and really they're getting it done on the defensive end. Keeping Nichols out of the paint. Right wing, and he's looking for a screen. He'll cross over against Leonard. Has to back out. Now drives, pulls up from the elbow. And that one goes down. It had a little bit of a shooter's roll there, but he got it to go, and he'll take it if he can get it. 17-4. Freeman for three. Yes!
Freeman has 13 early points for Jackson College.
He definitely came out looking for his shot and getting it to go. There's a deep triple from Nichols. Missed everything, and Collins comes through and gets it, fires it up to Freeman, drops it off for Leonard. Got it. Thought we were about to get a jam. I think he might have even twisted his ankle a little bit going up there as he hobbles away a little bit. Got it to go, and that's the important thing. Even if you can't get the dunk, you want to make the shot.
He definitely looked like he was going to try to flush that one, and a little misstep cost him.
That is a timeout for the Mets. Let's take 30 seconds on the broadcast. We're back. 11:38 to go in the half. 22-4 Jackson lead on WKHM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, Boyle, Brian Haynes at the Vic Hewis Fieldhouse, Jackson College Campus. 11:34 to go in the first half. It's a 22-4 Jets lead. I keep wanting to drop into the Vikings when I say Jackson. There's a back cut and a lob pass that Nichols absolutely drilled. You come out of a timeout, you drew up a play, that's how you want it to go. A pretty pass and a beautiful finish from Nichols at the rim.
Yeah, that was great execution out of that timeout.
Collins behind the back for Jackson, running the half-court offense, high post for Freeman. Back out to Collins, takes one dribble inside the arc, pull-up jumper is missed, rebounded by the Redhawks. Coming up the floor and a drive and a pass out beyond the arc. Nichols gets it back into his hand, right wing. Looking for a screen for Bowman. Bowman slips that screen. No pass there. Good defense by Jackson. McGirt has pocket pick. Ute coming up the floor for the Jets. Finger roll, gets it to go. Nice steal and fast break for Gene Ute. 10:35 left. 24-6. Jackson continues to stay out front. McGirt dribbling through traffic. Nearly has it stolen again, but I think we might get a foul called against Jackson here.
Second possession in a row. McGirt came dribbling down a little bit out of control. One turnover and one almost turnover. Coach Schaefer kind of letting him hear about that. Tell him to take care of the ball.
Jamon Walker comes back into the game. Has to go over an inbound from the sideline. Passes to Marble, right wing. Out top to McGirt. McGirt working against Ute. Nice dribble, drives, drops it off for Bowman. Had him down there for a moment. Weak side defense comes over to help from Thomas Teklagirgis. And he knocks it away and actually knocks it off the offensive player. And Jackson get the basketball.
And the first time you've got to say Teklagirgis successfully.
I hope I got it right. It's a lot of letters. Collins, right wing. Working it around the outside. Collins back to the top for Teklagirgis.
We need to give him a nickname.
Right side for Collins. Jackson continuing to work it outside the arc. Teklagirgis will fire with 4 seconds on the shot clock. And he's still getting used to the college game. Glanced up at that shot clock and saying, hey, why does he feel like he had to shoot that one? He only had a few seconds left.
Yeah, now so far tonight, both women's and men's, we haven't had to worry about too many shot clock violations, but that was getting down to where Teklagirgis had no choice.
Bowman outside the arc for the Redhawks. Now sends it over to Walker. Walker jab step, dribbles to the middle of the floor. There's an open look for Marble for three outside the arc, and he gets that one to go down. He got him just enough window to get the shot off, and he hits it. It's 24-9. Collins right side for, that is Martin. They get across to Ute, left wing. Looks to the high post and a shoot from there. Thought it was going to take that dead bounce off the heel and fall in, but it was missed instead. Brendan Brown with a missed shot on the run out the other way. Nichols goes to the deck and he's going to go to the line for a couple free throws.
Yeah, when you're the Redhawks, you're down 15 early. As a coach, you really want the old, you want a bucket, stop bucket. You know, that's what gets us started. You got to score one, get a stop, get another bucket, try to get on a roll.
That free throw goes in for Nichols. And the second free throw, also good. Nichols, 20-point per game scorer, wearing a number 20 jersey and hitting 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 24-11, they cut the lead to 13 with 9:01 to go in the half. Ute goes to Martin. Top it for Ute. Right wing for Collins. Swing it back around. No, Ute will keep it at the top. Now he'll drive from there. Out to Leonard. Leonard working his way into the high post area. And here comes a steal from Walker running the fast break now. Floats it up for McNeil, or for Nichols. Not quite able to pull in that lob. Passes it back in. Marble into the corner for Nichols. Drives baseline. Gets in the air. Tries to pass it out. And it's stolen by Collins. Skip it across all that floor. And there's generally a defender in between that.
And they always tell you don't make a pass while you're in the air. You can't pull it back.
Leonard, deep two-point bucket, left it short and rebounded by Marble. Well, he taps it to McGirt, who will bring it up the floor for the Redhawks. 8:06 to go in the half, 24-11, Jackson lead. McGirt, open three from the wing. Comes off short, and Collins will rebound. And dribbling up the floor, Isaiah Collins makes his way to the middle to set up the offense. Crossover, pulls up, foot on the line. So it was a deep two, and he left it short anyway. Bowman rebounds. Marble on the run out, left side, and there's Nichols alone for a three-point look, and he shot it long. Leonard rebounds for Jackson and gets it to Martin, who's going to slow things up a bit. And they're going to get a timeout from the Jackson sideline. Coach Josh Kaczynski wants to talk it over. His team up 24-11.
After those last couple of possessions, I think I'd take a timeout too. Just kind of one-on-one quick shots. And then my least favorite shot is the one where just your foot's on the three-point line.
It's almost a three, but you have the risk of the three-point shot and not the reward.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's keep it here on the broadcast right now. What do you got statistically right now leading Jackson in scoring?
Well, as mentioned, Marcellus Freeman with 13 already, and only, well, I guess there's five guys on the board. Jeremy Leonard with four, but then Martin, Ute, and Collins all with two, two, and three. So Freeman doing most of the damage early for the Redhawks. Yeah, only having 11 points, and it's Nichols with six of the 11. So.
And Mar will hit that.
One, three.
Three, and then you get two from Walker.
Yeah.
Nichols, you can see he's definitely got the skill level, and he really went up high to catch that lob dunk. So I'm hoping to see some more of those highlight reel plays out of both sides.
Yeah, Nichols, I think 0 for 3 right now from the three-point line. So, hey, go in there where you can just jump out of the gym and dunk it again. That was high percentage.
Yeah, to say the least. Jackson Limbaugh from the sideline. Ray Johnson right in front of our score table here. Ute at the top, right side for Martin. Swing it back around, and there's Freeman on the left side. Skips it over to Martin. Drops it down for Leonard. Not quite down to the baseline. He'll pass it back out. Now he goes to the high post. Kind of a little bit of a zone there. Matching up Leonard in the high post. And there's a long three-point look from Martin. And Martin caught that in rhythm, and it seemed like it barely even made the net move. It was so straight through. Nichols drives, tries to dish it back out, and we're going to get a foul against Jackson.
One!
They're going to get Gene Ute with the reach in as Nichols was driving by.
That's the third foul for Ute, according to the scoreboard here.
John!
Freeman had a steal there, momentarily stepped on the end line on the inbound. Ute staying on the floor here with allegedly three fouls.
Yeah, I have them for two, but I've been known to make a score mistake.
Bowman on the drive. Gets up into the air. Johnson tried to take the charge. And as Bowman went up high to lay it up, Leonard came streaking in and blocked it. That could have been a three-point play. Instead, he'll have to shoot two free throws.
Yeah, Johnson do a good job standing there, taking a charge. The problem, he's inside the circle in which the college game has. Which I'd like to see the high school game go to that, too.
Yeah, really having to adjust our broadcast style to the college game here. 30-second shot clock, 20-minute halves. Circle down in the paint. Different wrinkles that you don't think of in the high school game. Bowman at the free throw line. And that one, first one comes off long off the heel.
Substitution, Jackson, number 20.
So, Steve, I kind of watching this tonight. The speed, you know, like I said, we do a lot of high school games. The speed is a lot different. When we watch a good high school game, the skill level feels similar. It just feels like the speed and the size is a little bit different. What are your thoughts on that?
Agree. High post for Leonard. Passes back out to Freeman. He'll take a deep triple. Why not? He's got a shot working tonight. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 30-11 pushes that Jackson lead back out to 19. As Nichols dribbles up the floor. Brendan Brown waiting for him. Nichols looking to get a screen for Bowman. Goes and uses it. Now passes across to McGirt. Right wing. McGirt dribbling, looking for some space. Spin move. Drops it off to a cutting player. And that was Jamon Walker, who kind of lost his footing, but does get bumped down low. And he's going to get a foul that's going to send him to the free throw line. They're in the bonus.
Kind of a tough call there on Leonard. I felt like you said, I felt like Walker was a little out of control and kind of stumbled, and I didn't see Walker really, or Leonard, initiating the contact, but I guess that's going to happen.
6:19 to go here, first half, 30-12. Jackson jumps out to a big lead here at home against Lake Michigan. College Redhawks. Come out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, making the bus ride over here tonight. Free throw line and free throw attempt is good. Solid trip to the line for Jamon Walker. 30-13 game. 6:14 to go in the half. And Ute dribbled it off his foot momentarily, trying to survey the floor, and it's still loose. And McGirt comes in and puts a hand on it, and it goes off of Martin and out of bounds. And so a turnover comes off of, again, Ute just kind of surveying the floor, dribbled it off his ankle, and got loose on the floor, and good hustle by the Redhawks.
Something Ute probably hasn't done since his sixth or fifth grade year.
A dribble attempt for Brooks. Has to hand it off, and a shot goes up. Walker missed, rebounded, and Martin ahead of everyone, up and under. Missed the shot. Freeman on the putback attempt. Tap. Missed it, but he gets bumped. And that should be a shooting free throw for Freeman.
Lake Michigan, number 5, Isaiah Brooks.
Yeah, Freeman already was 16, gets to go to the line to try to up that to 18.
Freeman toeing the line. Shot is up, and that one's through.
Guess you can't get to 18 until you get to 17 there, so.
Freeman is the leading scorer here for the Jets, 13 a game. He'll keep his average, will bump up a few points after he's gotten out to such a hot start here early, 32-13. Jackson continues to push the lead out. Bowman dribbles in, steps back, deep two, is left short. Rebounded by Brown. He hands it off to Ute, pressured up the floor by Walker. And a blocking foul committed by Walker just over midcourt. 5:24 to go here first half. 32-13 our score. Martin looking to inbound for Jackson. Schaefer working the refs here. Jeremy Schaefer.
Yeah, I kind of got caught up listening to him saying that's the same call down there I wanted.
Nice job by Martin to get open at the top and knocks down the three-pointer. And Martin's got that good-looking lefty jump shot.
There we go. The lefty jumper, smooth looking.
Made a couple of them now, and the lead's 22 for Jackson. 35-13 with 5:04 to go. Nichols looking for a screen now, directing traffic over to McGirt, right wing, back to Nichols' left side. Driving against Martin, gets into the elbow, and Martin's going to get called for a little bit of a hand check. Foul called on the floor, but again, they've been in the bonus here for a minute.
And right now, the Lake Michigan offense kind of looking a little stagnant. A lot of people just kind of standing around, a lot of one-on-one things going. And when you're down 22, you kind of need to get some more cutting going on, more people involved. Can't just count on someone to do it by themselves.
Nichols hits from the line on the front end of the one-on-one.
Makes Nichols a perfect 3-for-3.
Second attempt coming. And left it short. Rebounded by Brown. Jinxed him. Ute grabs it, bringing it up the floor for Jackson up the middle. And it goes right side for Martin. Streaks into the corner. Martin will go to the top for Leonard. Thought about swinging it. Goes back to the right side, and Martin goes down to the low block. Faden, kind of a jump hook. Missed it. Rebound and a run out. And Johnson ahead of everyone back to the McGirt for the Redhawks. Takes a three and missed. Tapped it to Freeman, who will bring it up the floor. Pulls up for three. Got it. You know, I don't know about everyone else, but I was expecting that shot from Freeman. He likes it over there. He's made a few in a row. And Nichols comes down and puts one up. Wanted a foul, miss it. Freeman out ahead of everyone. Another one off the glass. And Marcellus Freeman is lighting up the score sheet here with 4:04 to go in the half. Jackson leads 40-14. And he's done most of the damage for the Jets. We get a timeout on the floor. Let's take 30 seconds for the broadcast. WKHM and WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Jackson College men's basketball tonight. Second half of our doubleheader. If you're just joining us, you missed a dominating effort by the Jackson College women. 81-42 win over this Lake Michigan College women's team. The men not faring much better. 40-14 right now. Jackson leads. Still 4 minutes to play in our first half.
Feeling like a three-hour version of Groundhog's Day.
Isaiah Brooks going to Nichols at the top. Dribbles into the elbow. Nichols hands back off to Brooks. Now into the corner for McGirt. Dribbling out. Left it out there a minute. Freeman gets it away. And McGirt's going to grab him. Freeman had a clear lane to score there. He wants to shoot.
Yeah, Freeman did a nice job. It might be on the scouting report, but McGirt did not look like he wanted to go left. And Freeman knew it and just sat on that right hand and picked him.
Another three-point attempt coming from Martin. He missed that one. It's rebounded by Nichols. Turns up the floor right wing. Opposite side for Marble. He'll pull up for three. He hit one so far. That one rattled out partway down before it came out. Rebounded by Leonard. And they'll get it over to Isaiah Collins back into there. Excuse me, that's Teclagurgis. Right side, Freeman. Dribbles across now to the top for Martin. Floats one in to Leonard for the flush. High percentage, as you said, Brian. Back cut for Leonard, and he dunks it. And a pretty pass coming from Martin to make it happen.
Yeah, I can see Martin kind of make eye contact with him, and you can see that one coming.
Drive from Nichols, up and under. Couldn't get it to go, rebounded, and forced up the floor as Collins drops it off for Leonard. And he had his eyes wide open for another dunk, but he couldn't reel in the pass. Brooks drives, sidesteps the defender, and missed again.
Second time we've seen Brooks explode left, but then just be way off on the layup attempt.
Teclagurgis, right side for Martin. Crossover on Brooks. Now a cutting Leonard into the paint. Gets up into the air. Missed it. Good defense to be there by Johnson. Rebounded by Nichols, and he pushes the ball up the floor. There's a sidestep Martin, and they're going to call the charge.
That was a close one.
Say, Coach Schaefer, not a fan of the call. I thought Nichols did enough to kind of sidestep the defender, but the contact was there, and Leonard... Or was it Martin who set?
Talking with a lot of officials, they all say the same thing. That's the hardest call to make in basketball, that block charge. You've mentioned it before. Half the crowd's mad. The other half agrees.
Teclagurgis to bring it up here for Jackson. The Jets dribble to the right side. Gets it to Martin. Martin out of the top for Brown. And he loses the handle long enough, and it's tapped to the Redhawks, and McGirt take it all the way in and lay it up off the glass. Gotcha, Steven, you make one little mistake dribbling the basketball. The defenders are on it like sharks on chum. They grab that and can't wait to get that fast break.
They are like sharks on chum.
Like Redhawks on, I don't know, worms? No. Rodents? What does a Redhawk eat?
I think they eat
loose balls. Freeman for three. Got it. Another triple for Marcellus Freeman. And tick him on the wrist or what, but he's going to make it, maybe make this a four-point play. Doubled up on his 13 points a game here in just the first half.
Yeah, I'm kind of running out of space for putting down points for Freeman in this score book.
Minute 22 to go, first half. It's a 45-16. Jackson Jet lead. 46-16 with, again, minute 8, 16. Ticking off McGirt working against Freeman. Kurt dribbles into the lane. Up. What a finish there. He got up into the air and had to kind of up and under scoop it back behind the defender. Almost a little behind himself, behind his head shot there from Gert driving. Got it to go off the glass and got the harm and a chance for a three-point play.
Was a nice move by McGirt, but again, it went right. And if you're Freeman, you know, I want to make McGirt prove that he can go left. So far, he doesn't look like that's something he wants to do.
Missed the free throw, rebounded by Martin. And there's Freeman had another look at it. That was a little heat check. Kind of a deep free throw. He caught it, or a deep three-point. He caught it, and just he knew he was going to fling it.
Yeah, somebody kind of in the neighborhood. He rushed that a little, but hey. If you have 25, that's unofficial. It's going to take me a second to count these, but I want to say it's 25.
Nichols took a break there for a moment. He's back on the floor under a minute to go in the half. 46-18, our score.
Warrior!
Nichols will inbound here to McGirt. They're going to roll it. Side save a little time. McGirt picks it up and runs it up. He dribbles up left-handed.
Yeah. And they're running Warrior. Not sure what that is, but I hear the coach yelling, Warrior.
Near steal there by actual steal, technically Gergis. And then he'll bring it up the middle, takes it right into the basket. Nobody stepped up to stop the ball. And a lefty layup, technically Gergis off the steal. Calls his own number. Nichols drives, gets all the way to the bucket. Just missed the lefty. Great job by Nichols to get himself open at the rim. And just didn't go down. 48-18 with 33.9. Jackson does commit a foul on the rebound.
Boy, we were impressed with the ladies and their offensive performance. Here we look up at the clock, 33 seconds to go, and there's Jackson, almost to a half century.
Inbound and missed shot for the Redhawks, but a steal back and another miss, rebounded by Brown. That was Walker on the miss, Jamon. He'll come back and D.M. Tech Gergis goes to Collins instead. Collins waiting out near midcourt. They're going to probably hold this down for one with 15 seconds left. Tekla Gergis, eyeball on the clock. Shot clock's off 10 seconds. Drives all the way to the bucket. Lefty finishes good, and we're at 50 for the Jets.
It's the second time we've seen Tekla Gergis go left, so he does have a left.
Half a second to go, 50-18 as it goes out of bounds. Jackson will get it again for a half second.
Don't know if that 0.5 on the clock, if that's even enough time to grab it and get a shot off.
And as Jackson setting up Brown, trying to call for it in midcourt. And that's it for the half, 50-18 after 20 minutes. Marcellus Freeman and the Jackson Jets offense absolutely unleashed here. A lot of fun to watch so far. As we get into the half, we'll take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and try and take a look at these numbers. Give Brian a chance to add them up, or we'll wait until the...
I have to take my shoes and socks off to count all these, Steve.
There's a reason you didn't went into teaching, but not math teaching. Let's take 3 minutes here on the half again. 50-18, our score. The Jackson Jets leading the Lake Michigan Redhawks at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
See, boy, Brian hates the half here at Jackson College. Where the Jets out to a 50-18 lead, and just when we thought the women were going to be the most impressive with the advantage that they were able to get to, the men showing out, particularly Marcellus Freeman, and I think we heard from one scorekeeper, I think he said 27, but we got from the score sheet they sent us 30 points in the half.
Yeah, you know, I had him for 27, but 30 sounds a lot neater to say, so hey, until we're going to be official, we got to go with the stat sheet they gave us, right? Go with 30?
We'll go with 30. What the heck?
Steve, you've seen a lot of basketball, as have I. I don't know if in person I've seen a 30-point half by an individual. Can you recall one?
I cannot.
That's a lot of points to score. And that's a good game, much less a good half.
Yeah. And you know, really, he got out to a quick start, and I think he had 13 of their first 20 maybe or something like that. But then it just, once he got the three-point shot going, he just kept raining them, and he just kept finding that space. He pulled up for one on the fast break. Just having a nice game, but doing it within the flow of the offense doesn't feel like they're calling plays or isolating him or anything. Meanwhile, on the other side, the 20-point scorer, Devin Nichols, has had to work for everything he's gotten. And he's got 7 points, but on 2-of-9 shooting, and he's 0 for 3 beyond the arc. Jackson just doing a great job defending maybe the top guy on his opponent's team, and I guess maybe that the Redhawks just don't feel like they can focus on any one player as much as they as Jackson can.
Yeah, well, I suppose when one team has a 20-point score and his shooting is off and he only has 7, and the other team has a 13-point-per-game score and he has 30, that's going to account for a big chunk of deficit.
Meanwhile, we also want to spotlight Jeremy Leonard, who had 11 rebounds in the half, so on pace for 22 big caroms here the rest of the way. Well, but I doubt if he'll be seeing a ton of minutes if the deficit stays where it is. Also, we noted we were talking a lot about assist-to-turnover ratio in the first game, and here we are at the half, and both teams have 6 turnovers, but Jackson has 10 assists to go their 6, and Lake Michigan has 3 to go their 6. So they're at a negative turnover ratio there again, just like the women were.
Yeah, you had that negative turnover ratio to Lake Michigan shooting 8% from the three-point line, where Jackson is shooting 50%, and it's not a low-volume 50% either. They're 9 for 18 versus 1 for 12. That's a big difference.
And if you're going to talk shooting percentage, that's worth noting, too. Lake Michigan got off 28 shots. They made 6. Shooting 21%. Jackson got off 41 shots, made 19. So shooting a much higher percentage and shooting more shots has just worked out well, all into Jackson's favor. They're rolling. They're on pace for 100 points tonight and 60 for Marcellus for Marcellus Freeman. If they keep him in there long enough, they make it happen. But a fun night out here at Jackson College. Our first of several basketball games. The rest of the home games we'll have on the radio, whether they'll be here in WKHM or down the hall on ESPN 101.9 FM, our affiliate. Either way, you can stream them online, WKHM.com, JacksonESPN.com. They'll both get you to that same place. I'm looking forward to that. We got some hardball and softball scheduled for the summer, and even a little bit of soccer action, men's and women's, from Jackson College. It's going to be a fun year. And a fun partnership with Jackson College Broadcasting here at the Vic Hewis Fieldhouse. It's 50 to 18. The Jets comfortably out in front. Let's take another 3 minutes, and then we'll come back and get things going for the second half on WKHM. And we are online around the world at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here at Jackson College, where the Jets are out to a 50-18 lead. And, you know, for our opening game of coverage, I was kind of saying, you know, it would be nice if both Jets teams were to win, but I didn't think it would be going away the way that it's been so far. They really just both came out offensively and played lights out. Updates coming in, scores I got. MSU leading Northwestern 72-37. And my last check-in, what other scores? Do you have another score for us?
Yeah, I'm trying to get, I see Hanover Horton 74-42 winner against Napoleon.
Wow.
And I believe we have a Michigan Center 76-24 win against East Jackson. Unofficial.
Unofficial, but yeah, we're glad we can get those in here on the broadcast. We've got, again, Western and Northwest on Friday here in WKHM. Monday, it is Hanover Horton hosting Ipsy Arbor Prep. And then we've got a game on Tuesday, Columbia Central hosting Vander Cook Lake out of Columbia High School. So some really, really great basketball coverage is coming up here on the network, including tonight's Jackson College men versus the Lake Michigan College men.
And I just like the feeling of February, you know. February basketball, you're getting right close to March Madness, and that's when, you know, teams start ratcheting it up and getting ready in important basketball games in February.
Yeah, and you've been able to see some good games already this year, girls basketball in the Jackson area. Of course, following Tegan, happy birthday, by the way, again to Tegan Ains. But following along with the Michigan Center Cardinal basketball team, and you've got Grass Lake out there. You've got, well, just Pittsford still undefeated. You've got Northwest and Western who are going to play on Friday. We'll have the boys game on the radio, but before that, maybe even a better rivalry game right now is the girls teams out there. Western beat them by 4 in the first game this season. Northwest love to get revenge out at their place. That game's also going to have implications on who's going to be the champion in the Interstate 8 Conference.
Let's go, Jets!
And that's just the girls' games. You start looking at Hanover Horton. What are they going to be able to do? How deep can they go? Is Grass Lake going to be able to keep up with them? Is Michigan Center going to be able to be a thorn in their side late in the year? There's just so much good stuff in the area for Hoos.
Yeah, Jackson County basketball is probably a little underrated in the state of Michigan because, like you said, there's girls and boys teams that are going to make some noise in the tournament and have.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned, or you said it, it's a shame that every year we have these two top five programs in Grass Lake and Michigan Center, and only one of them is going to be able to get out of the district because they'll end up having to play each other at some point, likely.
Yeah, the funny thing is, too, I looked in the paper yesterday and see Columbia Central girls are actually ranked 8th in the state, and they're in that district.
Oh, wow.
So you're talking about, you know, not that the rankings are for sure accurate, whoever, but you're talking 3 of the top 10 teams in the state all in the same district. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. It's bananas. Spell it out. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Gwen Stefani reference here on the broadcast. We're about a minute away from tipping off here in the second half. We'll keep it on the broadcast. Again, stay tuned. Following the second half of this game, we'll have a replay of Governor Whitmer's State of the State address here on WKHM.
And you might hear some other odd musical references from us the second half. Sometimes in a 50 to 18 game, you and I have been known to go to some crazy references.
Who knows what kind of references will drop? But I am glad to be here. The court looks great. They've done a few improvements to the gym since I attended here. If nothing else, they painted the walls, and that looks really nice.
What was your high here? Did you ever meet Marcellus Freeman's high of 30 and a half in an intramural game?
Half of the season total, I think I had 30 points. No, we did win the intramural championship. It really just felt like playing pickup games regularly down here, but one night we had a tournament and our team won, but it was a lot of fun. I really did enjoy myself out here at Jackson College. Just blown away by all the things that they've done. New buildings, new programs, just a lot has changed since I was here, all for the better. And just a shout out to Dan Phelan and the whole crew out here, and Rick Smith and what everyone's done with the athletics here, because it's definitely gaining steam. And you can see a 50-18 Jackson team right now. We're underway. McGirt into the game. We've got Austin Johnson. He passes over into the corner for Nichols. Devin drives, gets into the air. That's the kind of thing you expect to see in the first half from Nichols. He scores it. And that's 20 now. 30-point game as we're underway in the second half.
At halftime, we saw Coach Schaefer kind of doing some unusual things. They were out working on fundamentals, like just playing one-on-one, bringing it up the floor. Not your typical halftime.
Open three-point shot for Martin in the corner. Missed it, and Red Hawks rebound. McGirt working against Ray Johnson. Spins. Good D by Johnson, but they pass out to Nichols. Swing it around, and there's a three-point shot for Austin Johnson, and he hits it. Quick 5-0 run to start out the second half for the Red Hawks. 50-23, and Jackson gets it into the front court, calls a timeout.
Jackson takes a
come right out and get a shot. Brian, I had they sent me rosters a little bit ahead of time. I didn't have Austin Johnson on there, and I didn't have Keanu Hicks, number 24, on it. And they're in the game now, and starting the second half out just making shots.
Maybe coming from Benton Harbor, they stopped over in Battle Creek and just grabbed a couple guys. Said, hey, Johnson, want to come in and play today? Him and Hicks hopped on the bus and said, sure. So
they're here now, and again, hit that three-pointer, confidently shot it, and stroke it through the net, you get a 5-0 run to start. And if you had any hopes of getting back into this game, you need spurts like that. Maybe you could stand to get a couple more here.
Well, we saw the Red Hawks women's team come out in the second half after being down by a lot and battle with them. In fact, win the third quarter.
And there's a steal. Tried to go down to Leonard in the low post, and Nichols jumps the route, knocks it away to himself, dribbles up, passes it out to Austin Johnson. Johnson back to Nichols. Left wing, dribbles against Martin into the paint, into the air, floats one up, and making a 7-0 run to start. Ute will dribble it over the half-court line to the left side right in front of us. Now gets a screen from Leonard. Leonard rolls, tries to thread the needle there. And a near steal by the Red Hawks. They can't quite get control of it. It'll go out of bounds.
Early substitute for Jackson College. Isaiah Brooks. Isaiah Collins coming in for Jalen Martin.
Martin will go to the bench. It's Ute, Jackson, Collins, Freeman, and Leonard for Jackson. Of course, Freeman, we had him on the list for 30 in the first half. Collins has it right now.
Push him out. You got it.
Drives past the defender. Drops it off for Leonard for the stuff. Two-handed jam for Leonard. Great beat on the screen and go there for Collins. And into the paint, up into the air. Nichols loses it. Looks like he was getting blocked, but he does get some contact. So that'll send him to the free throw line.
Number zero, Isaiah Collins.
Yeah, that was a beautiful drive and dish by Isaiah Collins. Getting to watch Leonard give us the two-hand flush.
Nichols at the line. Got that one to go. Nichols will take a second attempt. 18:05 to go, second half here. 52-26, Jackson lead. Still doubling him up, and on the missed free throw, Leonard rebounds. Collins coming up the right side. Sets up at the three-point line against Nichols, dribbling across now to the middle. And now looking for a drive into the corner for Johnson. Johnson drives, lays it up, left it short. Offensive rebound by Ute, put back is good. 17:44 to go, 54-26. Jackson keeping that, getting their own little run together. Johnson on the wing, now to the top. And it's swinging around, McGirt, deep triple. But he hits it. Definitely shooting a higher percentage for the Redhawks in the second half. Leonard coming down the middle of the floor. Nobody comes out to stop, and he gets into the paint. And he'll get two free throws. Johnson tries to stop him. They'll call it on the shot.
Kind of eerie how similar our two games tonight have been. Jackson women again with a huge halftime lead, and then Red Hawks came out and I believe had an 11-4 advantage on them early in the third quarter, and that's exactly the advantage right now for the Red Hawks.
Leonard at the free throw line, and he shoots that one off the heel a little too strong. Toes the line again. 6-9 frame here on Jeremy Leonard. Second free throw goes through. 55-29. Nichols wasting no time up the floor. Pass it over to McGirt. Hit the triple on the last trip up the floor. Johnson gets some space for a three. He missed that one. Rebounded by Ute, and he's going to send it up the floor for Jackson. Here midcourt. Gets it over to Collins. Collins comes across. Working against McGirt. Pulls up just a step inside the three-point line and hits the pull-up jump. 57-29. Nichols right back for the Redhawks. Sets up at the top. Backs back out. Now comes to the right side. McGirt will pull another deep triple, and he hit it. Nothing but net. Andrew McGirt finding his range.
Warming up.
Jackson slowing it down a little bit here. 57-32, they lead. Gets a screen from Leonard. Collins on the screen and roll. Goes deep to Leonard. Help comes over from Johnson. Knock away, and Nichols out ahead of everyone. Gets into the air, up and under, finger roll. And the Redhawks continue to look good here in the second half. Where was this?
I don't know, but you know where else is? Where's Marcellus Freeman? We haven't said his name. He scores 30 in the first half. We're 4 minutes in, and he hasn't touched the ball yet. I think that's a problem.
Three-point shot goes up for Ute. And coming down the floor, blocked by Leonard, deep. Freeman gets the loose ball, gets it to Ute. He's going to run it up the floor, right up the middle. Pass it off to Collins, who hesitates. Gets the shot up, partially blocked. Rebounded Ute. Put back, no. Rebounded Collins, and Jackson will keep it possession again. There's a three-pointer from Freeman. Fired that quick offensive rebound. Johnson, and the putback is good.
Johnson.
59-34, Johnson. Now a back cut for Hicks, and the pass attempt to him is out of bounds.
So that last Freeman three, you know, I just said he hadn't touched the ball. We're 4 minutes in, and he has 30 in the first half. I felt like that one, he's like, man, I haven't touched the ball. I definitely have to get this up.
Yeah.
Probably his worst, you know, looking shot that we've seen of the game. Kind of forced.
Still felt like it could have gone, though.
Yeah. I would not have been surprised.
Yeah. He's had a nice touch tonight. Freeman in the corner now, coming around screen to get it. Doubled, gets into the elbow, puts one up. That one felt forced too, but it goes through. Kind of a line driver from the elbow.
It's like Vinny Johnson.
Yeah. McGirt jab step against Ute. McGirt's hit a couple of deep triples, now calling for a screen. Gets it, goes around it. Ute follows him around, pulls up a fade and triple. Missed, Leonard rebounds. Here come the Jackson offense. Collins looking for a cutting. Johnson has his pocket picked. And all alone in an easiest bucket of the game for the Redhawks, Jamon Walker on the run-out layup. Jackson getting into the front court to get a timeout. And with 14:43 to go in the half, timeout on the floor. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. 61-36, Jackson leads on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes out here at Vic Hughes Fieldhouse for the Jackson Jets. And Montel Jordan in and still gets the kids moving.
I tell you, I love being next to you, but right now I would much rather be over in the Jackson College student section getting my swerve on to this is how we do it.
Yeah, I bet they're glad you're sitting over here, though.
I don't know, Steve. I have moves that you're unaware of.
Well, we'll have to remedy that at some point.
Yeah. You just need to see me at any wedding at about 1 o'clock.
Out of the timeout, a couple substitutions for Jackson. We've got Tekla Gergis on the floor with Ute, Johnson, Leonard, and Freeman. So one substitution. Johnson comes around and gets it outside the arc. You know, we haven't seen Johnson even be outside that three-point line much. He likes to troll the baseline. Sets a screen. Defender pushes right through it. No call, but a three-point shot from Tekla Gergis in the corner. And he knocks it down, 64-36. Nichols up the floor, quickly gets into the air, lost the handle on the way up, and we're going to get a whistle. Johnson doesn't like the call.
It's funny, Johnson just barely touches hand on that. Down there he gets run over like a freight train with no call. Sometimes that happens, and you're like, hey, what the heck's going on?
And a free throw for Nichols from the free throw line. I guess that's where you shoot free throws from.
Jackson.
Made it. Martin back on the floor. Johnson will get a breather. I got that listed as his fourth foul.
Yeah, Johnson's fourth.
Nichols gets that one to go. 64-38 the score right now. 14-10 to go here, second half. Tekla Gergis. Picked up his dribble. I think he switched pivot feet there. No whistle, though. Ute going to Leonard down low. If he gets that deep, it's tough to stop him. Bowman thought he had a tie-up. I think he got him on the iron. I think it's the right call. Leonard will go to the line for a pair. Tough to stop the 6'9 guy when he gets that deep.
It sure is. I don't even know, you know, when you're 6'4" and you let him catch it. You got to do your work before he catches it. You can't just make it that easy for him to get it down that low or you're in trouble.
Leonard shoots that one off the heel.
A couple of heeled free throws from Jeremy Leonard.
Strong kid and a strong free throw shot. But he did that last time and then he corrected on the second shot and got it to go. We'll see if he can do it again, if that's his style.
There you go. Doesn't like to show off, just kind of even Steven. Make one, miss one.
Nichols went by the back. Ute nearly picked his pocket, gets out to Bowman. And now Bowman passes between two offensive players and out of bounds. Unforced turnover there for the Redhawks. 65-38. We got about 13:45 to go here at Jackson College. Tekla Gergis bringing it up the floor for the Jets. Picked up there by Devin Nichols. Right side for Ute. Facing up, looking down low. Leonard trying to back down, gets in the air, looking for the jam. But good hands by Bowman to knock that one loose. I like that he was going to jam it.
Yeah, go up with authority. 65-38, let's put on a little show for the people that are nice enough to stick around.
I guess we've been going hard, G, on Tekla Gergis, but I just heard the PA announcer Collins say Gergis. Into the corner for Marble for three, and he hits. So the Redhawks' offense definitely looking better in the second half. 65-41, though, they still trail by 24. Tekla Gergis coming up to the right side. Sets up at the wing. Gets it to Martin at the top, and he goes into the elbow. There's a pump fake from the wing and into the paint for Ute. Into the corner, now Martin's got it. Tekla Gergis resetting things out near midcourt. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Drives into the elbow. There's a pull-up jumper and long. Rebounded by Bowman, and the Redhawks get the stop. Marble looking up the floor. Cross court to McGirt. Behind the back into the corner. Marble's all alone for three. No. Bowman rebounds on the putback. He'll get pushed in the back. And another couple free throws coming for the Redhawks. 12:37 left. This is enough time to overcome a 24-point deficit. The Redhawks are going to give it a shot.
Feels a little too late. But I did catch a T-Wolves game the other night where they actually came back being 17 with 3:20 to play in the game.
T-Wolves versus?
I want to say that was the Magic, but I could be off on that. I know it was the T-Wolves comeback.
I just wanted to see if there was another team that was worth watching. Were we in punishment or something? 65-43, Jackson leads 22. Tekla Gergis dribbling the right side. Now back to Freeman, who has not gotten a lot of touches tonight in the second half after coming out for 30 in the first half. And they're just kind of sharing the basketball, running some shot clock. 7 seconds, 6, 5. Tekla Gergis into the paint, into the air, stolen. McGirt's got it. Behind the back dribble, into the court, right wing. Working against Ute, into the paint, drops it out for Marble in the corner, three-pointer's good. Close the lead to 19.
Jordan Marble just kind of setting up camp over in that corner.
McGirt found him. Tekla Gergis working against Nichols. Gets past him into the paint, blocked. Rebounded by Bowman, hands it to Nichols, running the break. Into the paint, now into the corner for Marble. He'll dribble out of there, he gives to Nichols. McGirt swings it around. Three-point shot goes up from the other side, and that was Jamon Walker. Missed it and rebounded by Leonard, and Walker will foul him.
Jamon Walker only with 6 points right now, but this second half, Jamon Walker has had the duty of shadowing Marcellus Freeman and putting forth a lot of energy doing that, keeping Freeman to two right now in the second half after 30 in the first.
19-point deficit, but Jackson can push it back over 20 on this possession. Right wing for Freeman. And right there, yeah, checking him up is Walker. Ute right wing. Top for Martin. He'll dribble in. Drops it off for a streaking Leonard. And Leonard gets deep. Got up into the air, and he'll get bumped. So it's going to get him free throws. Jeremy Leonard, a little bit of screen and roll.
Number 10, Jonathan Bowman, his second.
Well, we'll find out if Leonard is going to remain content to be a 50% free throw shooter.
Jeremy Leonard.
And see if he'll stay with the miss one, make one pattern.
Toeing the line right now. Dribbles. And there's the free throw.
Well, there's the miss.
A little long. There's your miss.
Didn't heal it this time, though.
Yeah, it was a little left side. I think maybe trying to adjust ahead of time.
No little Healy Dan.
11:06 to go and second attempt.
Well,
and
there
he
you
made
go.
It. This week is alive.
Even Coach Schaefer for Lake Michigan laughing at that with us.
Marvel in the corner misses the three, but he continues to get those looks. Get it out to Ute. Dribbles around Nichols and head of steam, and they're going to call a blocking foul. That's an out-of-control drive. And Walker stayed hung in there to take that charge, and he really just took a heck of a hammer.
He did, and that's Walker's fourth. A little bit sore by taking that hit, too.
Oh, yeah, and that, like I said, Ute had a head of steam. He's got a hip injury there, too, and he's going to go to the bench, so they don't call it on the shot.
I have to agree with Coach Schaefer there, I think.
Collins coming into the game, inbounds it, touch pass right back to him, double clutch missed. McGirt coming up the right side for the Redhawks. Picked up there by Tekwagirgis. Crossover dribble, gets in the lane all the way to the paint. Reverse layup, missed, rebounded Bowman, put back is good. Against Leonard, almost blocked that one off the glass. Cut the lead down to 18 now.
First time it's been under 20 since the 7:35 mark in the first half.
So you know that. You wrote it down?
Made notes.
Martin down low, missed the shot on the putback attempt. He got into the air, didn't let the shot go, and he tried to double jump, kind of. 66-48, 10:17 to go. Inbound going to Devin Nichols. He'll pick it up near midcourt. They roll it, kind of saving time. Nichols driving past Martin into the paint. It's all the way to the lane, blocked by Freeman, but got him on the arm. Freeman had the block clean initially, but on the follow-through, there's some contact. They are going to give him the free throws. Freeman didn't like the call, but I think he did get him just at the end of the play.
I've been kind of entertained here the last few minutes. Every single whistle that's blown, some player on the court is totally disagreeing.
Nichols will set up at the free throw line. 10:14 to go. And that one goes off the heel. Little long there for Devin Nichols.
A lot of heel action tonight.
Oversized heels on these rims, maybe. Second free throw attempt also comes out off the heel. And on the scrum for the rebound, on the floor is Martin, and we will get a tie-up and jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Jackson.
You know, we've kind of been just going at this second half. Us probably even as announcers losing the focus a little bit, but boy, here at the 10-minute mark, they got it cut to 18.
And there Nichols, errant pass out ahead of everyone, and he'll get up and flush that one home. Fast break, high percentage shot for Nichols, and it's a 14-point game. 9:50 to go. Now you're starting to see there might be enough time at 14 points.
Yeah, Jackson's kind of in need of a good possession here. They need to get a good shot.
They just seem deflated. Whatever they had, that energy and momentum they had in the first half, it just got kind of sucked out at halftime and looking to get it back. And I think call a few plays for Freeman. Shot clock winding down, and Leonard forced to fire a long three. That's not the shot they want to get, but a lot of standing and nothing happening. Meanwhile, the Redhawks coming down, forcing the action. Double clutch, missed shot by Hicks. Nichols thought he was going to get the rebound. Instead, Tekwagirgis rips it away. 66-50. I think I said 14, but 16 points. And there's a foul on the shot. Tekwagirgis, there's Freeman going to get to the line.
And I don't think that was really a good shot either, but Freeman kind of get bailed out, getting fouled shooting that three. There's a quick three, and it was deep with someone in his face.
9:08 on the game clock. Freeman hits from the line. And we've got Ute over at the trainer's table with shoe off and his ankle wrapped in ice, so I substitution would not expect to see him return to this game. Austin Johnson. Johnson goes back into the game to replace Bowman for the Redhawks as Freeman steps up to the line and knocks it down. Solid trip there for Marcellus Freeman. 68-50. They push the lead back out to 18. Nichols driving baseline. Edged out of bounds, so they'll call the foul.
Push. Foul. Foul is on Jackson. Number zero.
Six team foul against the Jets.
Six fouls for each team. Ball will be in the bonus the rest of the way for 9 minutes.
Gert inbounds. There's a cut and a floater from Marble. Couldn't get it to go. Rebounded by Tekla Gergis, and he'll guide the Jackson offense on this possession over the midcourt, dribbling out to the left side. Sets up at the top. Skip pass over to Martin in the corner. He'll fire for three and hit it. Big shot. Jalen Martin. And the lead pushes back out over 20 at 21-71-50. Nichols. There's Hicks. Thought about the triple. Nearly traveled. Now he'll take off the dribble drive. Gets close. Misses. Rebounded Freeman. Looking out ahead of everyone is Collins. Goes in. Layup missed. Putback attempt by Leonard is no good, but he gets bumped on the way up. Leonard looking for that putback slam.
Last two possessions for the Redhawks. They've taken it in, and Leonard will not get any stats for block shots, but he's altered two shots in a row that's just led to that leak out. And then, again, Leonard running the floor, cleaning up the mess for him, too. Good for him. But the big question is, can he go 50%?
Jeremy Leonard, as is the pattern, misses the first.
Substitution, Lake Michigan, number 22, Javon.
8:22 to go, 71-50, Leonard.
Ooh, Leonard kind of mixed it up, giving five to somebody here. He hasn't done that yet.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if that screws up his miss one, make one.
Free throw. And it goes off the heel. He gets his own rebound, though, on the deflection. And Jackson will keep possession, so the percentage will go down, but... And the pattern's broken, so maybe he comes down and makes a pair in this next trip. Tekla Gergis outside the arc. Come to get a screen from Leonard. Goes around it. Out for an open three-point shot for Collins. Rattled in and out. Rebounded by Leonard. And on the putback attempt, missed. And Johnson comes in to rip that one away. And now we get an official timeout.
What do we have there?
Flop warning.
Flop warning.
I didn't know that was a thing. See, we're learning. Walker tried to take a charge against Leonard when he backed him down, and instead of get a flop warning.
Boy, I tell you what, Leonard hit him fairly hard. That might have knocked you down even, and you're one of the strongest guys I know.
Yeah. You don't know a lot of guys. I
feel that was an unfair flop warning.
Walk crossover on Freeman, gets past him, but loses the basketball. Deflected Freeman going down to Tekla Gergis, and he'll pull it out, run a little clock, 7:37. There's Martin in the corner for three, no! Rebound corralled by Leonard, chases it down, and he'll feed it out to Tekla Gergis near midcourt with 7:27 to go, 71-50.
I wonder if Leonard and Alexis Thompson have rebounding contests each game. Who can get more?
Compare numbers here at... I couldn't tell you which one would win. Leonard's corralled a few here recently. Rebounded Johnson looking out for Nichols on the run out. Chased down by Martin. There's a three-pointer for Freeman. First one he's been really open on in the second half. Missed it. And it's Nichols on the break the other way. Looking for Marble in the corner. That's his spot. He hits it. And that'll get a timeout from the Red Hawk bench. 6:56 to play in the second half. 71-53. Jets comfortably in front still. Let's take a 30-second break from the broadcast on WKHM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with under 7 minutes to go, 71-53. Be back inside of that 20-point mark. And big point here for the Redhawks to get a stop and continue to chip away. I think there's still enough time. You need some stops. You need to get hot shooting the basketball, but they continue to work back.
Yeah, if you're the Redhawks, no empty possessions now. Everything's got to count.
Martin right wing going down the baseline for Leonard. In the corner, he'll dribble out of there, gets it away to Martin. 15 on the shot clock. Left side for Collins. Rounded the game at the high post. Martin will fire another three and hits it. You can't have those going in if you're the Red Hawks. Martin hits another three. Out to Marble, fires for three, and he knocks it down. Marble's getting his rhythm going. At least matching them, 74-56.
Marble's fifth three-pointer of the night, all coming from that same area.
Collins looking to penetrate as they're stepping back and we're kind of letting that three-point shot go up. Missed by Martin here. Marble gets the rebound out to Nichols. Spying the court, goes into the corner. There's McGirt. He's hit a couple triples. He steps back and fires. That one's long. Rebounded by Tech McGurgis. Ray Johnson gets him off the bench. He's been limited for minutes with some foul trouble here in the second half. Give him a chance to get back into the game. Martin in the corner. Skip pass. Back over to Collins to the left side. Tekla Gurgis. And Jackson continuing to do everything outside of the arc. Kind of run a little clock. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Step back. Jumper. Tekla Gurgis hits. Jump shot working here for the Jackson Jets. 5:25 to go. They keep the lead at 20.
I really think that one might have sealed it.
And a drive in and a miss. Tapped out to Tekla Gurgis. And Jamon Walker, missed that one. And Jackson gets the stop, coming down the floor with 5:10 to go. Martin out to Tekla Gurgis.
Like what Leonard's doing there, directing him to get it back out, use some more clock.
Brown at the high post, comes out to Isaiah Collins. It's a screen from Brown as he comes across, steps back from the elbow. Missed shot, rebounded Bowman, and Red Hawks come the other way. Nichols drives off the glass, tough angle, missed it, rebounded by Martin, looking up the floor, and it's a 3-on-2. All the way to the bucket, Tekla Gurgis, reverse layup is good. 4:39 to go, 78-56, right back up the floor. Jamon Walker to the bucket out with the left hand. A little bit of a jump step there.
Nice little reverse, though.
Tough finish with the left hand. Keeping it at 20, 4:21 to go. Collins goes left side now for Tekla Gurgis. Gets a screen from Leonard. He slips it. Now he's open for a three. No. Rebounded, though. Tekla Gurgis saves it. Tapped by Marble. And he'll get it to go to McGirt, who will look up the floor for the Redhawks up the right sideline. Sets up shop in the right wing. Top of the key now. And swing it around. Marble will fire as soon as he gets it and hits it. Marble has been looking for a chance to shoot those threes all night. Now he's got a little rhythm going. 61-78. 3:45 to go. The clock is Jackson's friend now.
They keep cutting it to 18, 17, but they can't quite get that to the 12 mark where you really feel like there's something going.
Collins setting up near that Jets logo at midcourt. Left side for Brown. Going down to Leonard, coming around to the low block. Brown drives. Good. Cuts and gets the pass from Leonard. Misses off the glass. Now Nichols running the floor. There's one for McGirt for three. He hit it. 64-78. Now the lead is 14. Brian with 3:08 to go. And if you're the Red Hawks, this is the life you wanted. It's not a ton of life, but it's still life.
Yeah, when considering that one time you were down, what, 34? Was that the biggest lead?
I think so. Shot clock's at 11. Collins has to go into the air and throw it in the corner for Leonard. Back out near midcourt. Now 6 seconds on the shot clock. Tekla Gurgis driving around, gets into the paint, into the air, floats one, missed. Rebound tapped, Bowman, but it's going to stay down here. Leonard comes up with a loose ball. Another possession for Jackson, another 30-second shot clock. 2.5 to go, and now we'll get a foul from Nichols.
You know, I like what Coach Schaefer is doing right now. There's 2:30 left, and he just ordered his guys to foul. I feel like a lot of times coaches wait too long, and it might be futile, and, you know, maybe they make a couple free throws. You can call it off, but some coaches will wait till, you know, there's a minute left, and it's not going to work then. So give it a shot now. Hope they miss a couple, and if they don't, hey, you tried.
He missed the first one, but it's rebounded by Johnson, and he puts it back. Oh, and he missed the putback. Nichols bringing it up. Nichols gets into the elbow, passes out to Marble instead. Marble step back three. No. Johnson rebounds for Jackson. Martin up the left side for the Jets. Into the middle, spins, into the air, up and under, missed it. Rebounded Brown, put back, good.
Brendan Brown.
Second chance points there, big for Jackson. Push the lead to 16 with 2 minutes to go.
2 minutes remaining.
And there's a split in the defense, leaving it short. Rebounded by Jackson. Missed shot on that possession, Isaiah Brooks. Steal though, McGirt's got it, running the break up the right side. He can hit the triple two. Goes to the top, and Walker drives from there. Lefty finish is good.
Jamon Walker.
Jamon Walker. And we get a timeout. 80-66 with a minute 34 to go. Let's take a 30-second break and come back to wrap up this game and see if Jack can hold on WKHM and WKHM.com.
It's boat show season, and you know what that means. Huge savings, huge rebates, easy financing, and the best deals of the year on Bennington Pontoons, Four Winds, Glastron, Scarab, Wellcraft, and Bayliner Boats. Mid-Michigan's largest and best boat dealer, Thayer Marine in Jackson, has marked down their huge inventory of boats and pontoons to save you thousands. Head over to Thayer Marine and see over 40 models on display in their beautiful showroom. You'll be greeted by the friendly staff who's ready to help you find the boat or pontoon that's right for you. Thayer Marine is located on 127 South in Jackson.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. The music is great here in the gym. Final 94 seconds on the clock. Little Usher.
Is that who this is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess when you're near 50, you're not sure exactly. I like the song.
Minute 34 remains on the clock. 80-66. Jackson trying to hold out for their final run here.
So I suppose if you're like Michigan, you try to do a quick trap, maybe get them to turn it over. We'll see if they decide to foul.
Full court pressure, and they do trap right on the inbound. Collins goes off his feet. Now he's stuck on the baseline, gets it away to Tekla Gurgis, and Collins on the run out, drops it off for Brown into the air, blocked. He was going up for the two-hand flush. Instead, Nichols comes by and swipes it away. So Brown will have to get it done at the free throw line. Minute 25 to go.
Devin Nichols, his third.
If Brendan Brown can make a pair here,
number 20,
I think Lake Michigan might call off the dogs.
First free throw is good. It's eerily silent here in the gym after the music and the pep band and everything tonight. That free throw, it was as quiet as when I was. It was quieter than when I was here yesterday, and there was no one in the gym. Even a little quieter than that.
Speaking of the pep band, kudos to them, the Dan Bickle-led pep band. They're great tonight.
Brown hits both free throws with nothing but net. Nichols coming up the floor for the Red Hawks. Gets into the paint, bumped, and he'll get to go to the line. 122 now. That only took 3 seconds for that inbound and to get to the other end of the court and get fouled.
Yeah, Nichols, the 20-point scorer for Lake Michigan, has definitely shown us some speed and quickness, and that was an instance, as you said, 3 seconds to go from one end to the other.
And missed the free throw, rebounded by Ray Johnson. Into the corner for Tekla Gurgis. He'll be trapped, tries to dribble around it, loses it. Fed back down, and then the corner three from Nichols. No. Rebound. Collins tries to save it. It goes to McGirt. He'll hit a three. 82-69. And more pressure. Steal out to Nichols in the corner. Finds McGirt. He's open for three. Got it. 82-72. The lead is 10 with under a minute. Brown and up in the air. Missed the flush. Missed the dunk. Out to Nichols coming up the floor. And there's an open look for three. Hicks missed that one. Johnson rebounds. Holding it down. They're swiping at it. And they get it out to Martin and they'll grab him.
Wow, a flurry.
They got it to 10. Perhaps a little too late with 38.9 left, but that was that flourish. definitely added a little excitement to the final 38.9 of this one.
Yeah, people are going to wake up in the morning, look at the score of this, and think, oh, we missed a good game. They would not think that Jackson College was at one time up 34 points.
And even as it got down to near single digits, they kind of coasted through the second half, still managing 83 points. Martin hits that one, 84-72, push the lead back out to 12. And we'll get, I don't know, some kind of a delay game warning maybe for Ray Johnson.
Well, we've had our flop warning, a delay of game warning.
Never been in a game where there were this many warnings and not so many whistles. And Jamon Walker drives to the lane, missed it. Three-point shot for Marble. Nichols went up for the tap, and he'll get fouled. 84-72, 29.6. Time goes slower here at Vic Cuis Fieldhouse.
These last couple minutes are kind of drawing out, which I guess to be expected. Some fouling going on.
Again, stay tuned following our broadcast for a rebroadcast of Governor Whitmer's State of the State address.
Substitution, Lake Michigan, number 24, Keanu Hicks.
And the highlights of that at State of the State in AM Jackson tomorrow morning, Greg O'Connor, as Nichols hits back to a 10-point deficit. Full court pressure here by the Redhawks into Tekla Gurgis, and they'll grab him, send him to the line.
Foul, Lake Michigan, number 5, Isaiah Brooks. That is his second.
Not for anything. I'm really a fan of Jackson College's PA announcer.
Tomas
Colin.
Is that Colin? Yeah. I like this. Colin has a nice soothing voice that demands respect.
Acquaintance of mine for a little while. I feel bad because I can't remember his last name. I'd love to shout him out.
Well, Colin.
Here on the broadcast.
Doing a good job.
Indeed.
I'd like to hang out with him just to go through a drive-thru where he says, like, I would like a hamburger.
Colin Axon. And a three-point shot missed there. We're at 85-74 and 19.5. And I expect this foul we're just about to, but I think we felt like it was all the way over a couple times now.
Yeah, hey, I give Lake Michigan credit. They battled back, made it respectable. Just kind of ran out of time at this point.
I haven't seen Reggie Miller anywhere in the building. I'm certainly not wearing a Redhawks jersey.
Although Jordan Marble did his best Reggie Miller impersonation for a while with six threes.
Brown is, as much as we had uncertainty about whether or not Leonard was going to make free throws, Brown has not hit the rim yet on his attempts. As the announcer jinxes him, Johnson rebounds, though, and keeps possession for the Jets. 15 seconds, 86-74. They call off the fouls, and that looks like that might be our final here. 86-74, so a little flourish late in the game. It's certainly a much better second half from the Redhawks to give us a little bit of drama late in this one. But the final, 86-74, the Jackson College Jets get the win tonight. Second game of our doubleheader sweep here for the Jets. Let's take a 90-second commercial break here in the post game. We'll come back and look at the numbers, wrap up the broadcast, and get you to that State of the State address. Again, Jackson victorious tonight, 86-74 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.